You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds lost to the Blue Jays on Friday night in Toronto. Final score 2-1. Luis Castillo pitched well for Cincinnati, but he gave up both Toronto runs in the bottom of the fifth. Matt Reynolds drove home Cincinnati's lone run with an RBI single in the seventh. It was his third hit of the night. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from the two guys who called it, Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Jed. Chris, tough one today. The Reds had a lot of opportunities, but they just couldn't figure out a way to get a timely hit that would really do some damage. They, like I said, they had plenty of opportunities against Hyunjin Ryu, but it seemed like all the opportunities they had came with two outs, and then they just couldn't get the big two-out hit.
Well, they left seven runners on in scoring position tonight, so that gives you an idea how many opportunities they had. But you're right, a lot of those were the two outs. And, you know, in the game of baseball, it is often the difference between your two-out RBIs as to whether you win or lose. That's what happened tonight. You know, you have to tip your hat to Luis Castillo. He pitched good innings. I mean, he pitched very well for six innings and two-run baseball. He made one little mental mistake, I thought, when he hung that pitch on the inner part of the plate that went down for a double. And I thought that Castillo threw the ball extremely well. Other than that, that was a pitch to Bo Bichette, who ended up getting a double on that and driving in the eventual go-ahead win.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, he struck out five, didn't walk a batter over his six innings, and when you're just not coming up with the big two-out RBI hit from the offensive standpoint, one mistake can make a difference for a pitcher.
It can, and you also look at the Reds lineup that they ran out there tonight. You know, we had a lot of substitute players in there. We had a guy we've never seen before play third base for us. He shifted over to second base in Taylor Motter. We didn't know anything about him. I don't think the Blue Jays did either. But when you call up a guy who's a journeyman AAA player, you're really not sure what you're going to expect. The Reds are still not at full strength. It was nice to get Joey Votto back. That's probably one of the better things that have happened tonight. He had a nice hit in the right field, a double, hit it very hard, and hopefully his swing is going to get better and better.
Yeah, that was certainly an encouraging sign, a great homecoming for Votto as well to come back, hit a double in front of a lot of hometown friends and family here in Toronto. Reds will try to do it again tomorrow. Hunter Green will go for the Reds. He certainly looked good his last time out against Pittsburgh. See if he can replicate that performance against Alek Manoah. First pitch again tomorrow night, 3:07. Of course, Yid will have more on that coming up a little bit later on. Yid, back to you.
All right, Tommy, back with highlights right after this.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Reds lose to the Blue Jays on Friday night 2-1, and now to the highlights. The Reds put a runner on base in each of the first five innings, including four doubles, but they failed to get a runner even to third base off Hyunjin Ryu. Luis Castillo also kept the Blue Jays off the board for the first four innings. He gave up a pair of two-out hits in the second, but got a ground ball to end the inning. Then with one out in the fourth, Teoscar Hernandez reached on an error. Santiago Espinal reached on an infield single. Both runners moved up on a fly ball, but Castillo ended the inning against Matt Chapman.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Change up down and out of the zone. And Chapman strikes out with runners at second and third. Castillo strands two. And this game remains scoreless as we head to the fifth.
The Blue Jays finally broke through against Castillo in the fifth. With one out, Bradley Zimmer doubled to center field. Next up was George Springer.
Chopped up the middle, and that is through into center field, a base hit. Zimmer's around third to score, and it's the first run of the game. Blue Jays have the lead. It's 1-0. RBI single through the middle for George Springer. Puts Toronto on top here in the fifth.
Bo Bichette then made it a 2-0 game.
And the 1-2 runner goes. The pitch is grounded fair inside the bag at third and down the left field line. It caroms out to Tommy Pham in left, but around third to score easily is Springer. Since he was running on the pitch, Bo Bichette with an RBI double, checking in at second with his eighth two-base hit of the year. 17th run batted in.
Cincinnati collected another two-out double in the sixth inning, this time off the bat of Joey Votto in his return with the Reds from the COVID IL and his return to Toronto. It was the fourth two-out double of the game, but unfortunately, Kyle Farmer flew out and the inning was over. Luis Castillo gave up a one-out single in the bottom of the sixth inning, but Matt Chapman grounded into a double play, and Castillo's day was over. Six innings, seven hits, two runs both earned, no walks, five strikeouts, 94 pitches, 67 of those four strikes. The Reds finally got on the board in the top of the seventh inning. Ryan Borucki took over on the mound for Toronto. He hit Mike Moustakas to begin the inning. Taylor Motter, who was called up Friday as a replacement player, then singled to center field. Tyler Naquin hit into a 6-4 force play. Adam Simber then replaced Borucki on the mound. He struck out Colin Moran, but then had a deal with leadoff man Matt Reynolds.
Simber ready to go on a 2-2. Swung on. That's a little lifter into center field. That'll drop for a base hit. Here comes Naquin around third, or into second, around second into third, and the Reds will score a run on that two-out base hit by Matt Reynolds. The third hit of the night for the Reds' third baseman.
Hunter Strickland pitched the bottom of the seventh for Cincinnati. He gave up a one-out double and hit a batter, but got out of the inning without a run scoring. The Reds went down in order in the top of the eighth. Art Warren came on to pitch the bottom of the eighth for Cincinnati. He gave up a one-out single to Santiago Espinal, but he didn't last long on the base paths.
The pitch to Tapia. Runner goes. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second. Chance to get him. Got him! Farmer covering. Stevenson with a good throw. It was a little bit to the first base side of the bag, but as Farmer took that throw, applying the tag simultaneously, it was really a good tag. And he was able to tag the runner Espinal probably near his hip, it looked like. Well, got him on the front shoulder, actually, as he dove in. That throw beat him by a wide margin.
Jordan Romano came on to pitch the ninth for Toronto. He set the Reds down in order, and the game was over. The Blue Jays beat the Reds 2-1. Here are the totals for Toronto. Two runs, nine hits, no errors, seven left on base. Cincinnati 1-8-1 and seven left on base as well. Ryu the winner, 1-0. Castillo the loser, 0-2. Romano save number 13. No home runs in the game, 2 hours and 42 minutes, 29,300 on hand at the Rogers Center. With the defeat, the Reds are now 11-27 on the season. The Blue Jays improved to 21-18. Time to hear from Reds manager David Bell.
So, David, your takeaway from tonight's series opener?
Yeah, good ball game. Obviously, we came up short. Excellent starting pitching by both teams. Both guys deserved to win, really. Lulie on our side, just good changeup, good slider, good fastball, had it all working against a really good lineup. And then Ryu for them, same thing. Just made it really tough on our hitters. We were able to get quite a few doubles, but just couldn't string anything together to have a big inning or really even score. So made it tough, but good ball game, some good defensive plays. But obviously we came up short.
It looked like a step forward for Castillo, not only going a little longer, giving you a quality start, velocity was up a bit, and all of his pitches were really moving.
Yeah, he was, like I said, good fastball, excellent changeup. That was the best changeup he's had since he's been back this season. You could really see it diving from the side, and good slider too. Maybe he threw quite a few sliders, I believe. So yeah, definitely a big step forward. I think on another night, maybe next time out, he goes even deeper than that into the game, and we can get him a win.
Saturday, it's game two of this three-game series between the Reds and Blue Jays. Right-hander Hunter Green goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He is 1-6. Alek Manoah pitches for Toronto. He is 4-1. We're on the air with the pregame show at 2:37. First pitch is scheduled for 3:07. And once again, the final score on Friday night, the Blue Jays knock off the Reds 2-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.